go.
How do you handle those expectations?
You just play. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have expectations, whether they expect you to be low or high. It's always expectations. It's just not they're positive and not negative. So you just got to play and be yourself. You know, these guys got to stay confident. We all have to be confident. Just play with a high energy. I think if we do that, we'll be fine.
Aaron said the same thing, that there's always been expectations just from whether we write about them or not is whether they're high or low.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Like I said, you guys are going to write, but you can't play for it. So at the end of the day, it comes up to us what you guys are going to be writing about. So.
How do you like them as uniforms?
I like them. They're much lighter. You know, I can get off the floor even better. They're real slick. But I do like them. I like them a lot more compared to our previous uniforms. So.
You don't usually do fashion critiquing, do you? Or do you?
Not in that sense. In another sense, maybe, yeah.
Some of your best games have come in during postseason performances in the NIT. What is it about postseason play or those big games that makes you play well?
Big games. You gotta show up. You know what I'm saying? That's, at the end of the day, you got to show up. And that's what March is for. If you can't embrace that moment, and that's all we all dream about, playing in March and being able to step up and make plays for your team. So, I mean, even if you don't make the plays but you try to and you're being aggressive, I don't think you can go wrong. But you just got to play your hardest, and you got to do what you got to do. So, I'm trying to play like that throughout the whole season, though, not just March, you know. Just being efficient and consistent the entire season. And I think we will see that this year. Practice has been good. I'm finding my spots on the floor where that mid-range game is, knocking down open threes when they present themselves. So if I just continue to do that, I'll be fine.
Frank says there's a lot of seniors on this team, and he mentioned you in particular. We talked about more leaders and then mentioned you in particular. Do you feel like a leader in this team?
I feel like I am. I feel like the guys definitely respect what I have to say and make a change, because if you tell them something, they don't make a change, then that's detrimental. But if I do say something, they usually will try to make that change. And I try not to nitpick. I don't like when people do that with me, so I know as a player how they want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? So you can't nitpick, right. But when you see something that needs to make a change, then I definitely do like to speak up. So
has it hit you that you're a senior now? Was that kind of fast, didn't it?
It did go fast. It ain't hit me. It probably hit me senior night. But I mean, it really did go fast. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody always tells you it will. So
they were right.
Yeah. So
thanks, I don't know.
Yeah, no problem.
You're as close to Mel as anyone on the team. You guys came in together and been friends from literally the moment we got here. Uh-huh. How would you explain just the whole maturation process that's kind of gone on with him, both on and off the floor here over the past year?
Just a process we've gone through together. Especially from a maturity standpoint, we all made mistakes. We've all on and off the court, you know what I'm saying? We've learned. I don't know. It's been a road. You know, it's been a journey. 4 years. We're just trying to finish it strong. But we both have matured a lot from our freshman year to now. So, and that all comes from who you've been around and who you've had to look up to since you've been here. We've all had good people to look up to and see how it's supposed to be done at this level. So,
what does it mean for you to be part of this reemergence, reinvention of, you know, Iowa basketball? You see more fans coming out. You see the expectations. You know, you're a senior. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to me, especially when you start in the bottom, seriously. To be able to be a part of somebody to rebuild a program that was once very prestigious, especially from a basketball standpoint, it means a lot. You know, I feel like I've made a difference and a change in college basketball. I don't feel like a lot of guys can say that. You know, a lot of the guys like to go to big-time programs and just continue to do what they're doing. But to be able to do it with a team that wasn't as good, and just to be able to be a part of that, I think means a lot more, in my opinion. But to each his own. You know, some people don't want to work like that to have to do that, and you know, some people want different things in life. You know what I'm saying? It's just all how you want your legacy to be played out, and so far I can say I'm happy the way mine has.